Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Oh, these Friday afternoon shows. What do you got there?
Is that the final one? This is the Bro Box version.
Fuck yeah, so dude.
You still have a couple of days to sign up for it, but this is it's that IRS's gay shirt that I was wearing at the range the other day.
Yeah.
And this.
This is the second iteration
of these. The first ones had the label on the back and the spacing was wrong. These ones look nice.
Well, we always test them out before they go out to people here. Great job with this.
Yeah.
So it's a...
A 12-ounce can fits right down inside there. Also, it comes with this lid, so you can use it you can pour your shit into it.
Goddamn, dude. It's like a tumbler.
Speaking of mixed drinks, our friend Emma's going to make some mixed drinks for us. She's got, like, recipes for all the flavors already.
Really?
So that'll be out soon.
All right. Looking forward to that, kids. We're raging. Next week, we'll be live in... Georgia, Atlanta. Not sure what the weather's going to be like down there.
Yeah, unclear on that. Unclear. We're gonna film on location at our buddy's bar in Buckhead, the Ivy.
That'll be a blast.
That'll be fun. It's not open. Otherwise, we would do a meetup there.
Yeah, we would invite everybody. It's a private thing because they're not open to Gen Pop there.
But we might do a meetup on, if we don't end up going down to Augusta on Thursday, we could do a meetup there at the Ivy on Thursday.
Potentially, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's a baseball game in the morning, and then after. They open at 4, so it would be a night thing, and they would go down to Augusta on Friday, probably, but we'll see.
Delco, are you pissed? If it rains, do you go out there in the rain? Are you one of those guys who's like, just put the slicker on me, and I'll go out there?
Why would I not go to fucking Augusta, Georgia? Why would I not go to the Masters?
So here's the deal. It's so beautiful. You want to see it in its natural shit there. I don't know if you want to have it muddy and stomping around.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. As long as you're okay with it, it's fine. D'Anthony and I will probably be chilling back. But if that's your wishes, we'll do it, Delco, for sure. There's just no reprieve there. It's all outdoors. It's probably the last... I guess I would describe it like Fenway Park or something like that. Probably the last... old-timey environments that is amazingly preserved.
Churchill
but
Downs.
But they don't have suites and anything like that. Churchill Downs has got the suites, brother.
I don't want suites. I'll get a poncho.
Oh, you get a poncho. Okay. You're a poncho guy? I like it. All right.
I don't think they have trash bags in Augusta. They know.
I don't think they would let you in with one. I know once you get in, so there's a nice little shop there on the right-hand side, like a pro shop. They definitely do have ponchos, so I think you'll be fine there. But once you're out in it, you're out in it, and that's kind of it. But yeah, we'll see. As of now, forecast is supposed to clear up at noon on Friday.
What if you just spray your whole body in Scotchgard? Because you're going to get the added benefit, Delco, and I think this is probably something, being from Delco, you've done in your life. You get to inhale the chemical and get high off of it.
Oh, right? Shit, dude.
Which Huff is a two potpourri. A two for one. So basically, you just wear a green, if you're from Delco, you wear a green man suit.
Yep.
And then you spray it in Scotchgard, and you just wander around until your brain stops functioning. I think that's how it goes. Can you confirm that?
Would they let you into the Masters?
In a green man suit? No.
I don't think so, right?
No, they wouldn't even let black people in until like 4 years ago.
Yeah, man.
I'm not saying they were right, by the way. I'm just saying that's what happened.
Sure, that's just what happened. Yeah. Yeah, dude. So we'll see. Because they have strict rules. If you step over something, they'll throw you out. Like,
oh, did they release?
There's signs up everywhere of how they'll throw you out.
Yeah,
of
did they release the words for this tournament yet?
Oh, that's a great one. Have they, Delco? Do we know that?
Can you find Bob? Can you look for that? Usually, it's like 20 something words or so that you can't say.
Yeah, that you can't say either. Like,
you can't yell out any golf words.
Correct.
Get in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like any, pretty much no quote from Happy Gilmore. Right?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. I got the list before I went in. I took my father there for his 65th birthday. And I got that list and I was like, is this real? And they were like, oh, it's real. So I did see two people get removed.
So this is a 2018 list. I'm not seeing a
present list yet.
That's when I, that's the one I was at.
Maybe that's the standing
list. That was in 2018.
List. Yeah, so here's the full list from 2018. Now, they may have added to it, and they may have taken some off because some of these are topical.
Can you put it up on the screen, or are you looking on your phone?
It's on my, I'll share it on the.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and read it off, Bob.
Okay.
I prefer your voice.
Okay. Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
That I don't think needs to be on the list anymore.
Right. Do people say it anymore?
No, it was Aaron Rodgers doing that bullshit.
That was a
right?
Bud Light campaign.
Yeah, you're right. So that got canceled.
That won't be a thing anymore. Baba Booey.
Stern, Howard
yeah,
Stern.
Yeah, that's been banned from most lists since the mid 80s, I think. So that's not going to change.
Yeah,
that's 30 years old.
This one might be my least favorite. Like, this one pisses me off the most. Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Who says that? Delco, you're the golf guy. What's the
Jimmy
significance
Buffett?
Of mashed potatoes?
I think that was another Howard Stern thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
You demand.
Well,
can't yell you demand.
That's what's classic.
What's that about?
You demand. Everybody says it all the time. Yeah. Yeah. I understand that one. Yeah. That makes sense. That's a generic one. Go ahead.
Next up, I am Googling this because I don't know. Maybe Dan.
What's
can
it?
Tell
what is it?
It is I Love Martha Burke.
I Love Martha Burke. Who's Martha Burke?
Like from the Burke bicycle company, maybe? No, that's Mary Burke. I don't know.
I don't know who Martha Burke is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was she on
She's
the master's committee?
American political psychologist, feminist, and former chair of the National Council of Women's Organizations. Maybe she was fighting Augusta.
To get women to play there.
I think so, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. And by the way, there is not a lot of women there. There's a couple of dudes who took their wives.
Was it Condi the first one?
Condi was the first member. But I mean, that's like saying there's not a lot of dudes at Lilith Fair. It's the fucking Masters.
I went to Lilith Fair, Bob.
Did you?
Sure did. You know why?
Great place to meet chicks.
That is not a great place to meet women.
It sure was.
No. It's a great place to smell iron in the air.
Oh, boy. That was that was a fun, interesting time. God, who was it? It was a group called the Indigo Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Closer to Fine was there. Mm-hmm.
Closer to Fine.
We went in college. Yeah, we popped by a Lilith Fair.
That's like going to an abortion clinic trying to get laid.
Yeah, we did some weird shit. We went to, what else did we go to that summer? It was, we showed up for what we thought was going to be the Who. And it was the orchestra version of just an orchestra playing Who song. So imagine showing up on acid when you think you're seeing the Who, and it's the Who played by an orchestra.
Well, didn't the guitar player get popped for being a pedophile?
Something.
Which
Peter?
One?
Peter?
Something.
Who? Oh, the Who.
Oh,
from
Peter
the Who?
Townsend. Yeah. Was
he a pedophile, or was he just like David Bowieing it where he's banging 13-year-old girls for a decade?
Yeah, I think it was
probably
it was
boys.
More or less that.
What's the difference?
There's not really one.
No. But yeah, I'll say this. It wasn't as if the Who canceled. We completely just misread it all the way around. So we walked right the fuck out of there. Shortest I've ever been inside of an amphitheater. I think we were there for 15, 20 minutes and then bounced after that. What are the rest of those phrases, Bob?
This one I actually Googled while you were talking because I wanted to know the source of it. And there is no explanation. No one knows what this means. Annika Sorenstam loves trapeze.
Huh.
I mean, she was hot, so maybe like jumping up and down.
Not sure.
I don't know.
She was great back in the day.
Here's what I do know. You're not words you're not gonna find on the words you can't say at the Masters.
Give Chippy the beer.
Well, I was gonna say the N-word.
Oh, well that too.
Because they definitely use that.
Yeah.
but yeah, they probably don't talk about Chippy at all.
So we allowed to scream out, give Chippy the bit. We wait till the end of the day and then hey, you're
it's not
you're
on
out
the list.
There.
Like if you're gonna here's the thing. There's something called allow list or a deny list, right?
Uh-huh.
An allow list is whitelisting. It means everything's off limits except for what we say. And then a deny list is you can say anything but what we say not to. And if you don't tell me I can't say the N-word, I'm going to fucking say it, bro. That's just the way it is. This is America, goddammit.
I think you will hear give Chippy the bit come out of my mouth.
I think this one might come out of your mouth.
What do we got?
It was topical. I think it went away, but now I think it's topical again.
All right.
Free Meek.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes. It's definitely topical. And no, we can't play that audio on YouTube today, okay? Can't play the audio today. That's wild. So, yeah, that was 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meek Mill was in prison, and they were working to get him out. I think when he got out, it was the president of the 76ers who went and picked him up in a private jet, actually. And then he sat courtside.
Yeah, the owner of Fanatics.
Wait, is that who it is?
Michael Rubin.
Didn't Trump have something to do with that?
Getting Meek Mill out? I think
that was A$AP Rocky.
Yeah, you got A$AP Rocky out, Kodak Black, Lil Wayne. He pardoned like 10 or 15 rappers on the way out. Which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
He was supposed to speak at the White House on prison reform, but backed out.
Really?
Who? Yeah. Meek Mill?
Meek Mill, yeah.
He's probably nursing an injury.
To
his asshole.
A b-hole injury.
This one, if you hear someone yell it, immediately beat them to death. Mm-hmm. To infinity and beyond.
Oh, God. If somebody screamed out a Buzz Lightyear quote when I was there,
What if it's Tim Allen saying it?
Well,
what if he shows up and says it?
He's got a pass.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not going to arrest him again.
No. No.
Right? This isn't trafficking fucking.
Because he couldn't snitch on anyone.
Yeah. I mean,
so he's not going to do it.
I guess on the writers.
This one is actually a common golf shout. And Dan, I want to get your take on this. Activate the glutes.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
I like that a lot, actually.
That's from a Tiger Woods quote. He was talking about how he was just too stiff during the day, and he had to activate his glutes.
All right. I'm a big fan of that. Activate the glutes! Because that goes for everything, not just golf. I mean, that's sex.
Oh, yeah. I think give Chippy the bit applies to a lot of different things in everyday life.
Give Chippy the bit!
By the way, we're in the middle of designing Chippy right now. We'll get into that.
We sure will.
We're not ready for it. I mean, it's going to be on this show.
It's going to be on the show. We're going to design it. We're just not ready. Live on air here today.
And I'll tell you, you're going to enjoy it, so stay tuned. But let's get back to the Masters.
This one offends me. Because I think it's factual, but I think it's being said derogatorily.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter eats peanuts.
Well, so Carter's an Atlanta guy. He's a Georgia guy. So that makes sense there. He's beloved. He's the only president from the state of Georgia, so everybody hangs their hat on that. That one makes sense. And he's still alive, right?
Yeah. He's still going.
Jesus Christ,
man. He recently, I think, just passed a week or two ago, the one-year anniversary of entering hospice care.
Hey, that was a month ago now.
And his nephew or whatever was like, we thought he had weeks.
Nuts, dude. It's April fucking 8th by the time this airs.
Yeah.
What if he dies right before airs? Holy shit. No, he won't. I'd like to see him at the Masters, to be honest with you. I'd like to sit on
his lap. Going
to
be playing on days 3 and 4, bud. He's in. He's makes
making the cut, dude. Jimmy Carter's making the cut.
Give Jimmy the bit.
He'll go out there and plow that field. What else do we got, Bob?
This is another one where if someone says this, you immediately beat them unconscious and then hand them over to security.
Okay.
It's, hey, security, can you pick me out of this sea of people?
There's not a sea of people there at the Masters, though. It's very confined.
Why would
They don't let a lot of people into the Masters.
Why would someone have said that ever in the first place, but also enough that they had to ban the phrase?
I think, and this is a guess here, that probably started at Waste Management because there was, 100,000 people. And I believe Homeboy said it and then ran through the crowd, and then they had to beef up security on that because we went to that event a couple years later. I think that one makes sense. What else, Bump?
This one is borderline topical, but I'm going to go evergreen, RIP Harambe.
Oh, yeah. That still holds to this day.
Yeah. Next up, I don't know what this means. Nobody beats the Wiz.
Oh, nobody beats the Wiz. That was an old commercial, like a shitty commercial in New York. Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz. And it was like a Radio Shack.
It's a
Circuit City type vibe.
It's a electronics store.
It was in
the tri-state area.
Yeah, RIP. I think they just killed it off.
Yeah, and no, 2003.
Oh, shit.
They went out of business in 2003. I guess 9/11 really hit them hard.
It sure did.
I don't know what this one means. Brandel's my daddy.
I don't know that one.
Bikini wax.
Bikini wax! Doesn't really flow that good.
This next one does, and I could see Ross shouting it.
Okay.
Drive it, Miss Daisy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm a big fan of that one. Yeah, I like that. Drive it, Miss Daisy. I like it.
I know when I need to make water. It's my favorite quote from that movie.
You don't have to tell me every time you need to take a piss. You can just go and do it.
I've never made water on my own without asking somebody for over 25 years. What was the other one from that fucking thing, dude? God damn it. Oh, I got. Here's what we got thrown out of. This is an interesting one. So we screamed out Ernie, boom, bye, yay, to Ernie Els at a golf tournament, and we followed him around the whole time when he was big, and because Ali had come out at that time.
But with, why would with Will that, Smith. Why would that not be okay? Because that would be the equivalent of an Irish guy and saying ole, ole, ole or something, right?
Excellent question.
Like that's almost identical.
So his security came over and said, that means Ernie kill him in South African?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not, I mean, yeah, it can be used in a violent way, but it's also like,
yeah, just like
we say go to war and destroy the enemy and shit when we're talking about sports. Don't be so fucking sensitive.
I agree.
Man.
I was at the memorial in Columbus, Ohio.
What year was that?
Whenever he was good, I'd say early 2000s.
Still like. People were still sensitive about the apartheid then, probably.
Maybe.
Maybe he didn't. Seriously, maybe he didn't want to fucking have like, no, hey, no. I'm not trying to kill people.
And he looked over. We locked eyes. Mm-hmm. I locked eyes with Ernie Els, and he was fucking pissed. So, and his people came over right afterwards.
Well,
yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
The last couple, kind of whatever, insert band name should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can you hear me now? Good.
Oh, can you hear me now? Is that cell phone commercial?
Yeah.
Nah.
And then if you yell anything, like hashtag whatever, if you start it with hashtag.
All right. Gay.
Kicked out.
Yeah, I'm not doing that bullshit. Yeah.
What if your friend's name is hashtag and you yell hashtag needs a medic?
Well, then you've got to provide ID that says, hey, is this hashtag? This is my buddy hashtag.
I think you're gone either way. You just got to fall on your sword at that point, you know?
Probably.
Yeah.
Now, all the last part of this that I want to ask you, because you don't know this, and we got to determine this for Delco and who he is as a person, where he's from. This is a big deal here. When you get these master's badges, and it is the old school
I thought you were going to ask about, like, cutoff jeans or something.
Close.
Okay.
Close. When you get these badges, they give them to you. They're hard badges. You got to put them on, and then you got to turn them in afterwards. When you sign for them, it is an $80,000 essentially deposit here that if you don't bring back the badge, you will owe them $80,000. So these are passed down from families. Like, this is all Georgia South down there. And these are passed down from family members and all that other shit for years and years and years. If you lose the badge, you don't get to go to the Masters every year. So it's a big deal. So when sign it out, it's $80,000 for the badge. Can we trust Delco that he'll be able to keep it on his person all day long?
Yeah.
You think so?
He's not Giorgio.
I don't lose things.
Okay.
Giorgio would fucking
That's true.
Be cutting up lines of cocaine with that thing. To be honest, I might do that too, but I'll maintain possession of it as well.
Yeah. It would be nice to do a bump off the Magic, the Masters.
I might. We'll see. By the way, we got some breaking news. Our friend Ryan Spader, the baseball analyst, he's announced his decision to enter the 2024 NBA draft as well.
No way. Yeah,
just like Bronny James.
Good for him.
Also, breaking news, where we're from, just got hit by an earthquake.
Yes.
Yeah, the tri-state. It was a 4.8er.
4.8 shakes New York City, buildings from Philly to Boston. Ground stop at all airports right now, which is a blast. On a Friday in the tri-state area,
with
Boston, JFK, LaGuardia, New York, and Newark all going down. Holy shit.
Yeah, my friend is, I don't know if she landed or not. I assume she did. She left at 7 a.m., but yeah, she was flying to New York this morning. That must suck.
Oof.
Probably stuck at the goddamn airport.
Well, though, it just happened now, so she'll be all right.
No, that happened like 2.5 hours ago.
Oh, the earthquake did? No shit. How bad was it? Anything go down in New York City?
I haven't heard anything about BDA, battle damage assessment, or anything like that. But so I assume it's not even trending.
No, it's just weird because we don't get hit by earthquakes ever.
Ever. It is strange. Yeah, very strange.
I mean,
there's not even any warnings in place in New York.
Well, we've never successfully predicted an earthquake in the history of human beings, I don't think.
No, but in California and stuff, there's drills for kids and everything else. Like, they'll walk you through it. They don't have that in New York at all.
Maybe
some part of the curriculum.
This is just speculation, but maybe God's had enough.
Maybe.
All that gay shit going on up there.
Or with the judge and the Trump trials. And he's just like, hey, man, keep fucking around, dude. Keep fucking around.
I've got to check in with the Falwells again and see if they, like, hey, was this God and was it because of gay? Just let me know. So you can send me a fax later on. I'm going to start doing all my communication through fax.
You should.
That's what we should tell TxDOT.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, from now on, we want to keep a record of our communication. And, you know, you guys don't want to be recorded. So we're just going to have you send us a fax every time.
Yeah, we'll give you a heads up here.
Because digital records can be altered.
For sure.
But if you send a fax, that's just how it comes out of the machine, man.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah. So quick update on Lizette. Still unfound. We were supposed to have a meeting with TxDOT and the engineers at the office today. And they didn't show up.
Yeah.
Found out on the phone call is they were worried that we would record them. And I said, no, we have a seating area outside of the set, but whatever we talk about in the meeting will be reported on the podcast. And she told me, Linda Reif told me, that it was unnecessary to have Lizette at this stage. Everybody else got to talk to Lizette but us, but we still don't know where she is. So keep your emojis and prayers going in the meantime, and then we'll fill you in as everything shakes out here.
And if you're staying prayed up, probably keep Chippy in mind, too.
Yeah, keep Chippy in mind, dude. Please do. If you haven't heard last week's Give Chippy the Bit episode, listen to it from start to finish. It really went off the rails here. But we are trying to make a Give Chippy the Bit T-shirt, which we're going to do live on air today. What program are you using,
Bob? This is Dolly, but there's one other thing I want to do before we move into Chippy.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, can you go to Twitter and pull up Ricky Gervais' account? He's got this new vodka company.
Ricky Gervais does?
Yeah, okay. And he's made an ad for it, and they wouldn't let him use it as an ad because it's too fucked up. So he just posted it on his Twitter.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Okay.
Keep going. Keep going. Right there. I just wanted to play it because it's only going to get shared by word of mouth. We don't work with these guys or anything, but he's the best.
He is the best.
After he eviscerated everybody a couple years ago, he's just like the best dude that exists in Hollywood, in my opinion. So
he's not even in Hollywood. That's why.
No, he lives in fucking somewhere in
England.
Southampton, maybe, I think is where he's from. Anyways, play the ad.
This is for Dutch Barn Orchard Vodka.
Dutch Barn?
Dutch Barn. No free ads.
No, this is a free ad. This actually is a free ad. We love Ricky Gervais. But we have nothing to do with this company and don't know it. No. I've never seen it.
I would play this even if we had a vodka company, by the way, because it's fucking funny.
Go ahead and play it.
Hi, I'm Ricky Gervais, co-owner of Dutch Barn Vodka. And with me today, Dr. Patterson. Now, this is an advert, so you're not a real doctor.
No, I'm an actor.
Now, you like a drink, don't you?
Absolutely.
What do you drink?
Beer.
I think vodka is probably better than beer in terms of calories per unit of alcohol. So, although I doubt it'll make a dent in you, you're fat because you eat too much, aren't you?
No exercise.
You won't be laughing. You have to have your feet removed from diabetes.
Probably not, no.
No, fat cunt.
He broke the actor. So, you know, if you're into vodka, maybe check it out. I've never tried it, but I'm gonna go to when we're done recording today, I'm gonna go to Specs and see if they have any. I'm gonna try it,
okay,
see if it's any good or not, and I'll report back.
Yeah, the only thing that's strange to me is they put it in a dark bottle. You usually don't see vodka in dark bottles like that because you don't know what it is, you know. At a bar. But he's Ricky Gervais, and it doesn't matter, he's richer than Jesus. So let's crack open. Let's get weird today. Let's crack open that fucking app and do this Chippy the Bit shirt here. What is this for people at home?
It's just Dolly. Well, I'm using Microsoft Copilot, which uses Dolly, and it essentially, like, you give it a prompt and it will create things for you based on that prompt. So I said, like, I actually have a couple already that I was doing before the show that I'll show first. And I was like, can you make a horse with a goofy face pulling a plow in a field that looks like a cartoon?
Okay. Do they do certain words?
You can't say retarded or Down syndrome or anything like that.
That's where I was going with this.
Yeah. So here's number one.
I like that. I mean, that's a fucking great animation right there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How fast did that pump that out?
30 seconds.
Yeah. I was going to say, there was a guy in the studio who pulled up an app. It wasn't this one. It was another one. But he was screaming in things, and it was pumping out in like 20 seconds. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's amazing. Typically, to farm this out to do this type of animation would take
something like this would cost you $1,200.
Yeah. Jesus, man. That's amazing.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Just ask it. And I said cartoon specifically.
And so another question on top of that. Is there no trademark on that?
No.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. That's wild.
So this was just Goofy Horse.
Goofy Horse.
And then you said you started out with one that was less goofy than this and just kept saying goofier, right?
Basically, I kept upping the ante and like asking for maybe like missing teeth. It actually never gave me missing teeth, but it did just keep pumping out different stuff that was getting aggressively more goofy.
Wow. I like that a lot. So you're not allowed to put in Down syndrome?
No, it will not do it. This one won't.
What about mental retardation?
You can't do that. Nothing like that. You have to get. And honestly, with something like this,
you just get creative.
Yeah, you say goofy.
Yeah, and that's why forehead. I'm trying to find a workaround here.
Well, I guess the workaround would be to specifically describe the physical characteristics of somebody with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yes.
Would you say high forehead?
Sloping forehead.
Sloping forehead. Yeah. Type in sloping forehead.
And a wide jaw. Well, look, man, this is science.
Eyes closer together.
Yeah, I did that for one of them.
Oh, it did? Okay.
I wonder if you could say, if you could tell it to make a horse that looked like a famous retarded person and not use the word retarded, but like,
yeah, would that work?
Corky from Life Goes On as a horse.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's working now.
It's trying to create it. Yeah, continue. What the hell?
Okay. Wow, dude.
I started this on my other computer. And then, okay.
That's fine. Holy shit, that's fast. All right, pop those up. Let's see this.
Oh, boy. So this, I actually forgot to say cartoon. So this is giving you a
oh my God.
Realistic oh, that's horse. Fucking haunting.
That's nightmare fuel right there. And what's up with the fucking farmer in the background?
Wow. He's melting, yeah.
Wow, dude. Okay. What is the other ones? Because it looks like there's three or four of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll give you four options.
It will? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
And then there's this one. This is just like a photo almost.
So, yeah, it's pretty realistic. What's the guy's name? What's Corky's name from Life?
I think it's Brian something. Hold on.
Yeah, because will it do famous people? Like Tom Cruise and shit like that?
Chris Burke. Burke with an E.
So type in Chris Burke actor.
Yeah, a horse that looks like actor Chris Burke.
There's not enough images, Chris Burke.
Are you out of your mind? He was on television for fucking 10 years. He's a
fucking Emmy winner.
I'm just telling you how the AI works.
He's an Emmy winner, dude.
It's not going to nail it. It's just not.
I mean, if it even gets it into the ballpark.
Yeah, just type in Chris Burke actor.
It knew. It fucking knew.
What does it say?
It says, oops, try another prompt. There are some words that may be automatically blocked at this time.
Whoa, dude. We just said Chris Burke actor.
Yep.
Okay.
What about that Brazilian
girl?
Damn,
we got to get clever with this then, man.
Brazilian retard with nice tits. Is that what I should be searching for?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, on your end.
I've got a couple other. Here's a couple other cartoon options that I got real quick. I was a fan of this one.
That's not bad. It's not as good as the other ones, but it's not bad.
And then let's see here.
Now that one, holy shit, that's frightening. Look at that thing.
Good God.
Yeah, give Chippy the bit right there. Holy cow, dude.
And then the last one that I generated is this is more like cocaine.
Yeah, it feels like cocaine right there. Not so much a Down syndrome type of vibe.
Hold on, what's this girl's name?
What about like Sydney Sweeney? There's nothing wrong with her, and I'm sure everybody types her in.
Sophia Jirau is that Brazilian girl's name with the fake titties.
Okay. Yep. Pop it in.
Sophia what?
J Juliet India Romeo Alpha Uniform.
Okay.
It's going to be the same, though, yeah. I'm guessing. Which is, that means AI is keeping a list of all the retards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that's safe?
Did it say no?
Not yet.
It's a bit of a registry.
Uh-oh. Oh! This thing's gonna have big fake titties on it. Put that up on the screen, goddammit.
Yeah, let's see it live here as the wheel spins around.
It's not gonna work well.
Come on, dude.
It doesn't nail people well.
We'll see.
But this is a people.
It's just a My Little Pony. Get the fuck out of here.
What is that, dude? Was horse in the prompt?
Yeah.
It was. All right. Well, what about just her name on its own? What does that pop up with?
Hold on. I'm asking him to make it goofier. That's how you got to do it. That's the workaround. Goofy.
But her name is actually in it?
Yep.
With the word goofy?
Why'd you make her a horse?
Yeah. Is there any way to, say, give her a 65 IQ?
A picture of Shane Gillis just pops up.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
I love that guy, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you could maybe do
Well, see, now it just looks like the other one. I think we're just going to have to go with this.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, pop in her name on its own, Bob. I just want to see if it would actually give us the person.
Oh, this is annoying. Sign in.
Because if not.
What about like Sophia, whatever, on a skateboard or something? Just put her in a scene and see if it actually puts her as a cartoon.
Okay.
And see how it draws her.
Yeah. Because I'm sure everybody's doing this with Sydney Sweeney or something like that, right? That would be the guess.
Putting celebrities in like weird pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
But not like creepy shit or porn or anything like that. Just like.
Well, that's next.
Just show me a picture of Sydney Sweeney and four other people hanging out at a bar. Something like that would be a normal prompt.
Right.
I think it would do that one without.
Okay. So we got it's potentially generating.
Because they did it with that podcast host, that Bobby Altoff chick, where she was masturbating the other day and dropped that video, and that was all AI. It looked pretty realistic. I mean, you're getting there, you know? So it's only a matter of time.
Yeah. We're a year out from straight up shit you can't recognize.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be able to see Marilyn Monroe porn.
That's she's blonde, for Christ's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, I don't think it knows anything about Sophia Jarrah.
Did it grok her?
Pop up what it showed us.
Was it Microsoft the one? And why is it all fucking gay shit?
That's not her, dude.
That's in no way her.
Is it Microsoft the one that wouldn't make pictures of
that's
white
Google.
People?
That's Google.
Oh, Google, okay.
I think this is just sort of racistly being like, this is what all Brazilians look like.
Wow. Wow. What are you saying, Delco?
Put in Sydney Sweeney and what they
yeah, let's pop up Sydney out. Sweeney and see what they pop up. Because then we'll know, right? If it's not her, then they're not doing real people on this thing.
Okay, let's see if I can get Sydney Sweeney skateboarding.
Skateboarding?
It's innocuous. Yeah, sure. You know what I mean? It's not. What?
Yeah, bro. Blocked you.
That just means that Sydney Sweeney, her very existence is pornographic.
Okay, so last one here. Let's go Tom Cruise. He's, you know, been the biggest movie star for 40 years at this point. If it won't give you Tom Cruise, it might not just give you any famous people at all.
Oh, true.
Then that'll answer your question.
Yeah, because they don't want to deal with fucking trademark shit.
Probably. But I mean, I wonder what an artist's rendering is, you know? It's like if you go to a state fair and go to one of those, you know, cartoon people and ask you to draw them a big Tom Cruise head, they'll do it.
All celebs blocked.
All celebrities blocked. Okay. So we found out a couple things here. The guy from Life Goes On is famous, Delco, and they wouldn't allow it because he's so fucking famous.
That's right.
And Sydney Sweeney.
Can you upload pictures into this? Yeah, could you put a link to a picture of a tard and say, hey, make a horse that looks like this person?
You can do that in Midjourney.
What's Midjourney?
It's the better one. It's the pro version of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we did the OJ Simpson one on yours, I think, right?
Who's got Midjourney? So what the fuck are we waiting for?
It's through Discord, though. It's like a whole thing.
Oh, that's right. Because I was going to get it, and then they were like, oh, hey, you got to download 19 apps to get there. And I was like, bruh, I don't feel like doing that. Because that OJ Simpson one you pumped out for me was fucking awesome. It was last year on Cinco de Mayo.
Let's see. What do you want me to do or have Sydney Sweeney do?
Well,
dunking over LeBron James.
Yeah, okay, that'd be great.
I'll try.
Yeah.
If we could get Sydney Sweeney dunking over LeBron James.
From
that'd
the
be
free
a fun
throw
one,
line, yeah. dude. I mean, just like fucking really.
That'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
I watched that college dunk contest last night. It was terrible. Everybody's just out of ideas. They can't do. Yeah. I think it's all been done now at this point. It is. It's all over.
I think they should put IEDs on the court.
Now that would be fun.
Or like spring loaded. Have some of the flooring be spring loaded, and if you step on the wrong spot on the floor, or this is a dude with a fucking map.
Mm-hmm.
Of buttons, and he just pushes one, and it launches your ass up into the air.
Boom, you're gone, dude.
I think you need to stop doing it for style and start making it like, I mean, this is going to mostly advantage the tall people, but you got to start doing like who can dunk from the furthest away, who can dunk on the highest rim, like that. That's the only way I would be interested at this point.
Yeah. 3-point shootout on both men's and women's was still entertaining, but the dunk contest is just dead across the board. We've done it all. We've seen it all. There's nowhere to go anymore, and there's nothing you can do about how high your body can go. So, yeah, I get it, man. We're all fucking tapped on that. What do you got there, Delco?
It's not good.
It's not good? Is it her, at least?
No.
It's not her?
Is it just a blonde with huge tits, essentially? Is it even that?
I told it to do it again. I'll put up the photo. I'll send it to Rob.
How long until somebody jailbreaks this thing and makes one where we can do the craziest shit ever with celebrities?
I whenever Grok has a plug-in for images, I would imagine.
Forgive me, I don't know Grok that well.
Grok is Twitter's version.
Okay, and what do you do there? Same thing? Do you just type it in and it spits out an image?
I don't actually know. I don't have it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's prompt-based AI, so yeah, sure.
Okay, gotcha. Because that could be fun. Oh shit. All right. Pop that up.
I mean, that's a blonde.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, and look, that's about as close to dunking as anybody's gonna get if they don't have a penis.
What does it say on her jersey there?
Nothing.
Sedentary.
Yeah. That just makes up shit. It's a lot of Russian stuff too.
It's why? It's lorem ipsum basically.
Mm. All right, pop that up one more time and zoom in. It kinda looks like Jessica Biel a little bit. I'm getting a Bielster vibe there. No, that just looks like a Russian
chick. The lines
chick.
On the basketball are kind of screwy.
Yeah.
I told you, it's not good with celebrities.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's not good. None of this is good.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it at all, now that we've zoomed in on it. All right, technology isn't there yet.
I'll try it again.
Technology just isn't there yet, and that's fine. Like, we're okay with that, but you need to admit it at home that technology is not there, and we can't have all the fun things. Although those porn, whoever's pumping out those porns, I don't know what country that is, but those are getting there. I told you I watched the one with Lily, right?
There's some
AT&T.
Yeah, there's some. Somebody sent me an article about it the other day. There's some creators on Pornhub and some of the other big sites that are AI models. Like, you don't ever see their real face.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
They film the whole, I don't know if they're wearing like a green mask or some shit like that or how they're doing it, but it's like a full porn with everything in it, and then somebody just goes in and fixes the faces.
So
I don't know how much effort that takes either, by the way.
So I think what they're doing is shooting it with real people and then swapping out the heads, because the one that I watched with Lily from AT&T,
yeah, that's what it is.
She, like, her head was replaced in somebody else's body, but the body looked how you thought it would.
Mm. Well, these people are just obfuscating their own identity. So it's people who make their own porn, and they're just changing their faces, right? So you don't know what their face looks like.
Which
is, that's interesting. But
I'd tell you what, Bob, go to X Videos. I think Pornhub is blocked here, right?
Yeah.
In Texas now? Go to xvideos.com and then type in Lily AT&T porn and see what we come up with.
Well, hold on. There's a guy hands-free coming into some snow. Do you want
to? Oh, yeah. Look at that. You don't see that every day.
Oh, and a guy getting Lucky Pierre'd between a strap-on and a sex doll.
What's a Lucky Pierre? Forgive me.
You don't know what a Lucky Pierre is?
No, I've never heard of that.
This is a Lucky Pierre. Sorry, no free
That's
ads.
When you give and get.
You're in the middle.
Time.
Really?
Yeah.
Bob,
that doesn't seem like you're that lucky.
I don't know much about... she's got a nice butt. I don't know much about X Videos, but... Does it normally mix a bunch of weird gay shit in on the front page?
Apparently. I'm a Pornhub guy. But
that's
so
that's Bob's feed.
He's getting eased into.
Okay, so the woman is inserting him inside the doll.
Yes.
And then she's got a... is that a strap-on on her?
Yes, she's inserting and probably already inserted into him.
God.
And he's... this is a lucky... this is actually not that lucky of a Pierre.
No. Like, Pierre's not lucky at all during this situation.
Well, I mean, normally Pierre's doing great, but this is a sex doll and a strap-on.
Yeah, it's not great. None of this is great.
You know? There needs to be a butcher shop. Just all meat.
Well, then it's just gay at that point, right?
Well, the one he's giving it to doesn't necessarily have to be a man.
Yeah,
like, true. He could be fucking a woman and then having a dude fucking him.
Yeah, but then that's not fun.
I don't think...
close the blinds.
It's definitely not fun, or it wouldn't be for me. My concern is that it's not 100% gay, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's gay.
Does
enough.
The one act offset the other act? Well, does having your P and a V...
You're
offset the fact that you've got a P in your A.
You're not fully committed to either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as you've said before, there's nothing a woman can do to you that's gay.
That's right. This isn't gay.
This isn't gay. There's nothing gay
here going on at all.
And that girl is fucking hot as shit, too.
Yeah, she's attractive there.
But I still would not allow this, just to be clear.
Because now he's not even fucking the doll. She's just fucking him in the ass at this point.
So. Nothing about this looks particularly fun.
No, it sure doesn't there. Sure. Yeah. Bob went down a rabbit hole there. Like, you're trying to see the whole thing there. Now he's starting to pick up the pace.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, type in Lily ATT and see what it pumps out.
This is what it pumped out.
Does it have her face in any of this?
No.
Probably deleted it. Go to Google then. Because where I saw it was Pornhub, but that's not up and rocking anymore here in Texas. They said you can't jack off here without giving them your ID, which I don't really feel safe giving a porn site my identity.
I also think Texas was thinking about passing a cum tax.
Really? That'd be fun if they did, you know?
It's like there's an auditor that hangs out in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you got to let him know anytime you're going to come. Right? And he measures, it's by volume. So you get like this fucking beaker that has a bunch of hash lines on it.
Yeah.
And you have to ejaculate into it.
Yeah.
And then they
give you a bill once a month.
Yeah, like the water meter guy comes by and he's like, from the cum department.
That's how my propane works too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you find one, Bob?
Potentially, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what came up. This is the first video that came
up. Yeah. Okay. Scroll through. Because right now she's just having a convo. Yes, so this is the one I saw. You're close. You know what I'm saying?
Sort of.
You can tell that the head is just a tad off, but the rest of it looks like...
Here we go.
Here's you think it would happen.
Here's the business.
Yeah.
This is her getting right into it.
Well, not right into it, you know? There you go.
Speaking of this, so there's a group chat on Instagram with some people in it. I won't name them because it's a problem. But one of the people is Gary.
Gary Faust?
Yeah.
And, that piece of shit. Did you hear what happened to him?
No, what happened now?
Oh, boy, dude. I wish we could show this video. So they rent in a car, and they're doing stand-up everywhere. Yeah. And the stripper he picked up at the club crashed into a fucking light pole.
Oh, yeah.
And then got out and twerked on the top of the hood.
We gotta
see that?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. Well, what I saw when I woke up this morning was just video after video of him and some other dude double teaming a girl.
Come on, dude.
That's what I woke up
Can
to.
Can I guess who the other dude is?
It wasn't Laser. No. Oh,
okay.
It wasn't
that's
Laser?
That's who I would have guessed.
I actually don't know who the guy was.
Wasn't Eli?
No, Eli said no. Apparently. Or at least that's what he said after the fact.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of dumb bullshit, did you see Kamala Harris said that in an interview yesterday that she's talking about women's empowerment? Like, you know, the women's basketball, they weren't even allowed to do brackets until 2022.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No.
Missed it by 40 years.
Yeah,
it
sure did.
Like, that tournament is 40 years old. It's always been in a bracket format. What are you talking about?
And, well, maybe she was talking about filling out the brackets. Also false, but because I remember being at least in college when I got really into filling out brackets. And, ESPN was always like, and there's the women's tournament. And I was like, I'm all right.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. You want to take a guess what that percentage off is, kids? It's 50. You know it's 50. They're leaving it in. I'd probably leave it in until Biden gets out of office, to be honest with you, man. This inflation is just kicking my ass. Luckily, you got companies out there like GhostBed who are trying to give you some big boy savings over there. 50% off everything. Everything in the entire store. That's mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs, weighted blankets, covers. Yeah, I'm talking about the cover for the mattress in case you're doing butt stuff. Not like, oh, I gotta get under the covers. Nope. Talking about that cover for the mattress in case you're getting wet that night doing some butt stuff out there. Come on now. 50% off all of it. All you got to do, pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, and it doesn't matter how many items you put in the goddamn cart. They're forced to give it to you for 50% off. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. Pop that in and stretch it out over 3 years. If you're dying from some weird illness, don't worry about it. Man, you're good to go. Stretch it out and then die on them. Leave that debt to your kids. Who gives a shit? There's nothing like leaving debt to family members in death. That's what my old man used to say. Kidding. Although he did. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinking bros as well. Talking about those micro factors, dog. I just took them right before we came on air here. And I wouldn't have if they weren't sitting right next to my fucking desk. That's the thing about vitamins. We always forget to take them. However, we need them every single day. Let's face it. We're all not working out the way we need to or eating the way we need to on a daily basis. Shit, Joel's popping in Hot Pockets back there. You got to take the essential vitamins, though. This takes the guesswork out of the equation for you. It comes in a cardboard box and a little plastic pouch here with all the essentials. You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, fruits and veggies, probiotics, and the EFAs. Check out the rest of their website as well, dude. They're fucking rocking over there. Best supplements in the biz. They got great stuff for your liver, dude, if you're trying to stay healthy, especially with us drinking Hard AF seltzers all goddamn day long. Love that shit. Love their energy drinks, best in the biz. And they got everything you could think of over there. It's an empire. Type in firstform.com/drinking bros. Order whatever you want, and then just know you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there. That's a great thing, especially when you're getting energy drinks and all that other stuff. When you load up that cart, their apparel's dope, too. Check out their apparel as well. When you load up that cart, though, that's a big boy savings. I promise you that. It's when you check out. Shipping is costly. Shipping is costly. You guys know from when you buy the seltzer, hardafseltzer.com, because we still ship right to your house. It's just pricey. I'd rather you go to the stores. And right now we're live in Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Wilmington, North Carolina, Outer Banks, North Carolina, and Ohio right now. Just crossed our 60th HEB down here in Texas. That's the biggest grocery store chain we got. Love HEB. We're in Kroger in Houston. Pop on over there. Every single Total Wines in the entire state. I know they're selling out down in San Antoine down there. Somebody's meeting that delivery dude on Tuesdays and buying them all out. I love it. I love it. But they're all over right now. I think we're expanding to two different states. Yes, two different states in August. We'll report back on which those are, but they're exciting and they're fun. Two of them, both of them you guys have been asking for a while, able to pull it off there, and they'll be coming at you in August there. In the meantime, just remember, we're in every single Total Wine in the Southeast. So in Florida, every single Total Wine in the state of Florida, Total Wine in Wilmington out there, all the Total Wines in Tennessee, and then on all the college campuses. Shit, we're in all the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama. You can hop out there. We're even in a couple Walmarts out there. I just found that out this morning in Alabama. So if you're in Walmart and you're like, oh, shit, is there Hard AF in there? Yeah, There's a few cases in some of those Walmarts. Just got the word on that this morning. Super amped about that. We're also in some of your favorite bars and restaurants. Brunches in Wilmington out there, Whiskey Creek Trail and Masonboro. Big fan of those chicken tendies, dude. I get them in that buffalo sauce. Let's go. And Ohio State, Standard Hall down there has got it on campus. Short North Pint House down there. If you're watching all the games, getting trashed, watching the national championship, getting trashed tonight. They've got the game on. Urban Myers Pint House out there in Dublin. It's got you rocking in a ton of locations. So go to hardafseltzer.com, click on the store locator, enter your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. Or like I said at the top, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show.
You've been able to fill out brackets since the tournament existed 40-some years ago. Like the major sports sites didn't carry that bracket or something like that. That's not true either.
No.
Because ESPN always has, like as you said.
For decades. Yeah.
I like how she's trying to cash in on it right before tonight's games. You know? Smart. But not smart to say we haven't had brackets.
It's just
a woman admitting that she even doesn't watch women's basketball forever.
Yeah,
you know?
No shit. But that's just so typical, right? Of like any liberal situation where everybody's having fun and they walk in, they're like, "Did you know 100 Indians had their heads cut off right here,
right here
people?
On the floor?"
And yeah, let's all think about that for a minute before we get back to the party.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And the way to respond to that is, yeah, I've actually got a dried head in my fucking basement.
Sure do.
I go down there every now and again and pee in its face.
Arrowheads.
We don't want these savages thinking they're going to come back and take this land back, right? So I go find and desecrate Indian burial sites all the time. What do you think? I'm afraid of ghosts? Fuck out of here. It's called dominating. Maybe you would know what it was if you weren't such a fucking cuck.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though.
Just gotta ruin everyone's good Caitlin Clark time.
You have to.
And by the way, here's a quick list of injustices while we're all enjoying this women's tournament.
Exactly. It is weird though, Bob, because I'm going home to watch it tonight. Like I'm amped about it.
Yeah.
I got Spencer Strider on the mound.
I'm watching baseball. There's two good games tonight. The Braves, Strider's going against the Diamondbacks, so that'll be a good game. And then the Rangers and Astros are playing tonight.
Okay.
Really
good matchup.
I was going to say bet the parlay, but this episode will be gone already.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know where we sent Lázaro Lopez tonight?
Mm-mm.
Oliver Anthony.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Somebody actually, a fan, I don't know who it was because they didn't put a gift note or whatever the fuck it's called, but Amazoned me a Taylor Swift flag that I'm going to re-gift to Lopez.
Oh, that's great.
Because I don't want it, obviously. They sent it to me because they think it's funny, but it's not funny.
How big is the flag?
It's big as shit.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not like a 14-footer or anything.
Is it here?
Yeah.
Joel, grab the Taylor Swift flag. Let's see this fucking thing. I gotta see this. It's a 14-foot Taylor Swift flag?
No. I said it's not that big.
Oh, it's not
It's right
big.
There on the fucking bar, Joel. Yeah, bring it over here.
Yeah.
Stand behind us over here.
And then hold that up.
Or behind them. It doesn't matter, yeah.
Well, no, that's I mean, good. Give Taylor Swift her props, dude. You get on the main camera, Joel. Yeah. Help yourself, dude. Crime Corner's out everywhere. Starring Joel right now on its own RSS feed. Download that podcast. Look at that. Go to my single. There you go. Look at that, dude.
Yeah, so you can see in every photo, rat-faced trailer park skank.
Beautiful woman.
She's definitely not beautiful.
Literally gorgeous.
Gorgeous. No, she's literally not gorgeous.
Like almost perfect.
Our Helen of Troy.
Sure
I would, if China kidnapped her, I would be in basic tomorrow.
Yeah, there it is. Pop it over on Dance Signal. There it is. Look at that, dude. Look at that Taylor Swift. That is a big flag.
It is. Yeah, it's a full size flag.
It's a full size flag. That's nice. You gotta get those wrinkles out of there. Shake it off, Joel.
That's going to Lopez.
Nailed it. It's going to Lopez. But he'll be. We sent him to Oliver Anthony. He shot some stuff for us, and I go, "Can I pay you?" And he goes, "You know, Oliver Anthony's here." And I was like, "Well, I can get you those tickets. Oh, fun update on Oliver Anthony, by the way. This is the first time ever that I've gotten tickets in Eventbrite. So he really did live up to that bullshit of like, hey, I want tickets to be $40 and I'm going to do it on my own. When's the last time you got a fucking Eventbrite ticket?
Usually only from charities, yeah. Actually.
That's it, man. So when I bought the tickets off of drinkingbrostickets.com, I fucking hit the thing and they were like, look, you'll get them the day before. Now, usually they do that for bigger artists because they don't want them resold or anything like that. So when they came in, it was Eventbrite. And I was like, oh, okay. This is just a straight up barcode on a piece of paper. Son of a bitch, man.
Some breaking news about that earthquake.
Yeah. What happened? Anybody die?
No, but about 10 minutes prior, Lizzo had fallen down.
Oh, shit.
So yeah. As far as origins go,
yeah,
likely scenario, I think.
Likely that it was her.
Yeah, because she's morbidly obese.
She did announce, that's though, the joke when she said, I quit, when she said, I quit, that she wasn't going to quit music. She was going to quit social media. Again, you don't have to announce it, Lizzo.
She's still on it, though.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So what'd you quit, you know? What was it? I want to be a part of that trial where the dancers had to eat bananas out of the strippers' pussies with her.
I would love to see that, yeah.
Same here.
Not the strippers eating bananas out of puss, but I would like to see the trial.
One would imagine there's going to be photos, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You got to think they were dumb enough to take photos. You got to think someone
have
was.
Have to. Because that thing is soldiering on. Otherwise, it would have been dropped by now. I'm surprised she just didn't pay him off and get the fuck out of there and try to get out of this. Because even Diddy on that first allegation was just like, whoopsies. How much? Great. It'll be wired in today. That thing was resolved in 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then after that is when shit got wild. If you're Lizzo at this point, yeah, just pay him off. What the fuck do you care?
I don't know. If I'm a celebrity right now, I'm keeping a pretty tight circle. And I'm not saying any shit in public. I mean, did you see The Rock was on Fox News yesterday saying he's not going to endorse anybody for president this year?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, find that video, Bob.
No shit.
Yeah, he was like...
Well, he got buried. You remember he got buried after the last election? Where everybody was like, fuck The Rock?
Yeah.
So I understand it. Shit, it's probably the smartest play for any celebrity at this point.
Especially if he wants to run for office someday. Don't tie yourself to a shitty politician.
Well, the other part about it is know your audience. And right now, his audience is WWE. That's all Trump, brother.
And they're super liberal.
Yeah.
You can tell. Just scan the crowd, and you can see all the blue hairs out there.
Press play on this. I didn't see this interview.
You made that endorsement in 2020. Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer's no.
You made that endorsement. Oh, wow.
So they didn't go into it any further.
No, I mean, he's like, I don't think his politics have necessarily changed.
No.
Right? He probably still feels more like an old school Democrat, which is kind of the stuff he says when he's on Rogan and shit. He's like a 90s Democrat, right? Which is a relatively reasonable thing to be.
Sure.
And it's not good for... It's not good for anybody if we all think the same, I don't think, because, you know, you just form information silos and echo chambers, and that neither one of those things are good. But a celebrity understanding to shut the fuck up shows growth, I think.
Yes.
Right? I've never had a real problem with anything politically that he's had to say. Aside from endorsing Biden, which he just did because he felt like that's what you do if you're in Hollywood and you're a fucking actor. Right?
Yeah, and we brought this up with Tulsi Gabbard. If you don't allow people to grow and change, then, I mean, we're all just fucking assholes. So I don't mind that at all from The Rock. And, yeah, you learn from it because he got fucking buried on that for 2 years.
These people shouldn't be in the business of endorsing anyone anyway.
No, but they ask.
Like entertainment, and
they get,
I know.
They get a shit ton of money for it, and nobody sees it, man. And for whatever reason, they want to be a part of it. I don't really know why. They think they're going to get some crazy access. Take Pross, for example, from the Fugees. You know, he helped embezzle that money for Obama, and I he probably thought, well, shit, I'm untouchable.
Yeah.
Because that was 12 years ago, and then he just got sentenced. Bob, you can look it up. I think he got 20 or 25 years in prison for that embezzlement there. And you think you're untouchable because you're hanging out with presidents or politicians. Then you realize, well, they don't give a fuck about me. I would not be surprised, though, if, let's say, Trump gets in 2024 here in November, if on the way out, that guy personally is on Biden's pardon list for Pross.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Because he financed, I mean, it was $20 million he gave to that fucking campaign. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if Sam Bankman-Fried gets a pardon as well.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, all that money went to Democrats. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like $2 billion, right? Oh,
it was
right?
nuts, man. It was absolutely fucking
If you include
nuts.
All the PACs,
uh-huh.
How much?
I think if Biden is gone, he'll probably be on this list. Pross will be on this list. Look at how many years Pross got in jail. And I think Hunter Biden will also be on the list, obviously.
Yeah, maybe.
You have to. You're going to pardon your own kid, right? I would.
Maybe, but you can't, you know, yeah, I suppose you could, right? But
yeah.
you can only pardon somebody from, I mean, you can sign a general pardon for anything he's done up until that point, but I think you would have to say specifically what you're pardoning him for.
Right.
Which would basically be an admission
of guilt for all the charges. Mm. But I think that's the way out of it. I really do. And if it's your own kid, you're going to do it. What did Pross get?
I can't find it. Pross?
Nope.
What is
P-R-A-S. You're not a big rap fan, Bum?
No.
He listens to Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift.
No rap at all? All right. Just I mean, the Fugees.
Maybe a little like Kanye.
So I got it here. Michael Pross was eventually convicted of all 10 counts, including conspiracy and acting as an unregistered agent of a foreign government because they were embezzling that money from Malaysia.
Yeah. He should have just did what Wyclef did, which is steal charity money from his own people. See, that's safe. You can get away with that. Wyclef in jail?
You sure can't.
He's not in jail, right?
No.
Still got all that money?
Yep.
Goddamn right he did. And fucking Haiti's still fucked. So, I'm just saying, if you're out there committing crimes, do it the smart way.
Oh, shit. And ironically, his former lawyer just got fined and sentenced to probation on a contempt case. Wow. He's the fucking lawyer of Pross. Jesus Christ. He was sentenced today to 1 year of unsupervised probation and to pay a fine after he admitted to violating a court order. By sharing protected discovery material with reporters in the run-up to his client's 2023 trial. No way. Goddamn, man. All of them. Shit. Yeah, so he's looking at 20 years. And whew, that is going to be rough, friends. But I bet you Biden pardons him on the way out. Interesting part will be, though, if Biden actually wins the election, then what do you do?
I don't know. I mean, they're pulling out. Well, he'll just wait until the end of that term to do a pardon.
Four more years, but he's not going to live.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you can sign a generalized pardon and enter it into the record without publishing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, at any point. But they're going all out, and they're definitely scared of RFK for some reason. Not sure why. Maybe polling, but.
I've heard that as well recently.
Bob, go to Twitter.
Yeah.
And go to The Chief Nerd. He's actually just a software engineer, but pretty based takes on things. He posts a lot of cool clips. There's a clip with RFK explaining how there were a bunch of people outside protesting his event. They were all homeless people paid by the DNC because he went outside and talked to them. Like, yeah, we got paid by the DNC or whatever the fuck.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. That's it. Throw it up.
The Biden campaign now has $1.1 billion that it's raised. It's going to have $3 billion It's double the biggest campaign in history. More is going to be spent on this presidential campaign. He's going to spend a lot of it trying to make sure I don't get on ballots. But when I was a kid, my father's Democratic Party and John Kennedy's Democratic Party was fighting to make sure every American had the right to vote.
Yeah.
Today's Democratic Party is trying to end our right to vote, your right to vote for me. They're trying to get me off the ballot in this state. They're spending millions and millions of dollars to do that. And then also, to slander, to lie. I mean, I was very happy today to see the protesters outside, and when our staff interviewed them, they said, yeah, we were all paid to be here.
That happens so much. Sure, these people are paid to protest.
Their posters were all written by the same guy.
Yep.
One of them had a poster that said, shame on you, RFK, for stopping the COVID vaccine, which, by the way, I didn't do. Shame on you. And one of our staffers said, did you take the COVID vaccine? And he said, hell no. And they all said, yeah, we were paid to be here. We don't care. But I'm glad, because I'm glad that the DNC and the White House are finally are doing something to help poor people in this country.
That's interesting. So, yeah, a lot of these protesters are always paid to do this shit. I talked about the BLM one when we were here actually looking for houses and all that shit, and I was there with my wife. They all had the same posters, all looked like they were written by the same guy. They were all from out of state, and they shut down the freeway and all that other shit. This doesn't shock me. I think his numbers are polling high enough on the left. I don't think this is going to have the Trump effect that they thought it was heading into this, because I am seeing more and more articles against RFK mm-hmm. right now. I talked to a podcast host, I'll refrain on who it is, pretty big, who recently had him on, RFK, and I was like, what's the fucking story in real life? And he goes, man, actually he's a really fucking cool guy. And I'm like, sure he is, behind the scenes. He's married to Cheryl Hines. I just don't know why he's running right now in a race that he can't win. And that's interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of Cheryl Hines, they're coming to the close here of Curb Your Enthusiasm after 12 seasons. Sunday's the last episode. That's it, dude. They're all done over there. Larry David was on Morning Joe. And Bob, if you can find that clip on Twitter, it would be fucking hilarious, dude. His wife. I hate Joe Scarborough, by the way. Mm-hmm. Minka. Minka's his wife. If you didn't know, he was not married to Minka, and they ended up cheating on their significant others and then getting together after being on that show. So they are together now. But he's with it's like a bright background.
Yeah, those are like old clips I'm seeing. This one probably.
Yes, that's it. Very, very funny. So Minka wasn't there, and they fucking completely.
Oh, wait, this is from February 29th. I don't know if this is it.
But that looked like it was it. Yeah, play it. Okay. I just caught it.
I do want to say this seriously. First of all, Minka can't be here. She's with her daughter who's celebrating a birthday. She loves you guys so much.
Can I ask a question? How old is her daughter?
28.
So she has to be. It's not like she's 12 and she's celebrating her birthday and you have to be there. Yeah. 28, she's an adult.
It almost sounds like.
She didn't really want to be here, I think.
Not a lot.
Daughter, it's my daughter's birthday.
It was, okay.
Who do you think you're talking to?
It was the best excuse I could come with. Which reminds me.
Oh, that's really fucking funny, dude. 28. How old is your daughter? Oh, she's with her daughter for her birthday. She's 28. Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's
she's
weird
got
as well.
Her own life at this point, bro. Yeah, I got to take the day off of work from Larry David being here in his last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm to be at my 28-year-old daughter's birthday. Anyway, didn't that show shoot like super fucking early in the morning? She's got the whole goddamn day to go out with her daughter. Yeah, you're not doing anything at 4 a.m. with the daughter. Unless they're at a yoga retreat or something.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
That is weird, man. What age do you stop celebrating the birthdays then at that point, and when it just becomes a dinner?
I mean, a phone call.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
hey, congratulations on staying alive for another year.
For another year. You're 28 years old.
I don't want to hear from you again.
If it was 21, sure. Maybe 30 or 40, yeah. Makes sense to me. But yeah. After that, sorry, man. 28's not anything. Yeah.
I'm literally about to pick up my family to celebrate my sister's 30th birthday. So,
really? Right now?
Yeah.
Is 30 a big one for her?
I guess.
Is she married? Does she have kids?
No, but she's like in a serious relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. On the way to getting married.
All right. 30's, no, I would say 40. So I would go 16. 16's a big year. Maybe 18, I guess.
15 if you're Mohican.
That's true. Because it's a quinceanera at that point. 21 for sure.
I don't want to hang out with tough. My fucking
40,
parents.
I guess. 40 is a big one.
I wouldn't have wanted to hang out with my parents on my 21st birthday. And I don't
know.
I was
in college.
Any other kid.
I was in college.
Like, I would love to fucking hang out with my parents on my 21st birthday.
Why?
Because they party.
Oh, they rage with you?
Yeah, they do cool. Drugs?
Yeah, they do.
All right.
What kind of drugs?
All of them.
Send the cops. Oh, send them.
Yes, yeah, send the cops to Delco. There, get yeah. The cops to Delco.
No, he's picking them up, what, today, right?
Oh, that's right, dude.
Yeah.
Catch him at the airport.
You know who's going to be there to help you pick him up? The fucking FBI, bitch.
Yeah. Austin PD.
They're trafficking drugs.
Actually, Austin PD.
Bringing drugs to Austin would be like sand to the beach. It doesn't even cover it.
No.
Everybody here's on drugs all the time.
Yeah, everyone. Everywhere we go. Yeah, well. Every single place we go. There was a guy the other day who took my order. It was so fucking high. I go, hey, dude, just be honest with me. How high are you? And do I need to just go to another place right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm fine with that. Just let me know. Yeah. And he's like, no. It's a fucking Popeyes, dude. My God, my kid loves Popeyes. Loves Popeyes. You go to Popeyes, though, you can burn a good 40 minutes out of your
day. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You could also microwave pizza in the middle of a goddamn show if you're Joel.
You sure can.
Right? Can you hear that beeping back there?
Joel, how's that pizza, bro? Friday afternoon.
He's like a fucking vagrant that just kind of hangs out in the studio.
Yeah. I was here over the weekend chopping off some seltzer. He was burning wood out back with a blowtorch.
Oh, yeah. He built himself a white picket fence. You know that scrap wood that we had in the back?
Yeah.
He built himself and painted a white picket fence out
of it. Is that real?
And now he's building other shit. He's using the torch to fucking stain the wood.
Did you do that, Joel? So it's just around your trailer back there, a white picket fence?
Only on one side.
It's wonder. He's got a nice little porch out there.
Yeah. I got to go and take a picture of this thing.
It's, we should do Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous on this.
Or Cribs.
I don't know. Who was the host of Cribs? It was different all the time, right?
There was no host.
Yeah, they just showed up. And then the celebrity, which is Joel, would explain his crib to everybody. We should shoot a Cribs. With Joel.
I think we got to be careful everything. Calling Joel a celebrity, though.
He is, dude. Yeah. He is, yeah.
For what it's worth.
He's on a couple hit shows.
Joel was telling us, like, you're kind of a celebrity if you've gotten your penis sucked on for your artwork. You know what I mean? That's a little bit of celebrity shit right there.
Yeah, gotten your penis sucked on for your art, movies and stuff like that?
Yeah, he has.
That's anybody famous? Oh, yes. I know one. Yeah. Shit, that's a good one. God, I could go down a fucking rabbit hole with that chick one day with you.
Oh, it was a woman.
Yeah, it was a woman.
Because I...
Oh, you were thinking dude on
no,
that
I didn't,
one?
No, I didn't want to say. Because who knows, man? You know, if it's... How famous does a dude have to be before you'll throw one at him for the story? You know what I mean? Like, if you get to your house and Brad Pitt's all lubed up, you're going to fucking take a shot at him or what?
Yeah. Chalamet, I think you go for...
Chalamet, that's not even gay.
Tom Hardy's, it's going to be rough.
I think Tom Hardy's probably got a caked up butt. I don't think it's clean back there.
No.
Well, he's always doing jiu-jitsu.
He's a weirdo, and he also plays weirdos in movies.
I think he sucked dick for heroin back in the day.
Yeah, so he did say in an interview right when he was getting famous, they were like, how crazy is your life and everything else? And he goes, well, you know, I'm in the theater, so obviously I've taken another man in my mouth before. And they were like, whoa. Publicist was like, we're all done with you doing interviews forever, Tom Hardy. He doesn't even allow comments on his fucking Instagram. There he is. Yeah, there he is. Pop this up.
Oh, is he wearing a diaper? What is that?
So you walk into your bedroom, and this guy walks out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that this is what every...
It's going to be a rough, stinky fuck right there.
Every woman, every hot girl any of us have ever fucked has seen this dude standing at the end of the bed. That's us. That's all of us right there. Thinking we were like, yeah, we look fucking good today. Like, no, you look like a fucking asshole. So God bless. Probably true. God bless all you whores out there that have let us... fucking cream pie you and shit.
Yeah, but is it the whores at that point, or do they have conversations about us where they're like, yeah, these pieces of shit think they're fucking awesome and this is a miserable experience.
I don't think women are attracted to things the same way that dudes are. It's like there's other stuff going on. It's not all physical.
What you can provide and everything else. What's that pic right there? That's a fun one.
There is some wiener pics of him. I'm trying to find it.
Wow. Oh yeah. That's
From Bronson.
Bronson, dude. Great movie. Yeah. I remember him with his cock out in Bronson. Yeah. That was a big Bronson fan.
Now, you walk in on this guy, you're the one getting lubed up.
Do you remember that scene?
Oh, you better lube yourself up if you see that.
Yeah, because he's not even going to lube you.
No, he's not taking the time. He's like, you got 12 seconds, bitch.
Yep. You remember that scene? He greased himself up so they couldn't get a hold of him, dude, and beat the fuck out of everybody. But buck naked is the way to go, dude. That's dominance right there. And look at how much confidence he has to have a fucking wiener out there in that kind of environment. Because you're not your best in that at all.
Hood up.
Yeah, it's cold. They're shooting in a fucking prison. He's barefoot too on top of it, because that's going to make your penis shrink as well. That cold barefoot on a cement floor like that, you're going to shrink up pretty bad. But the other one you had of him in the underwear, you could tell he's got a decent hog on him right there. You know, good for Tom Hardy. But yeah, after he said, I've taken another man in my mouth, they were like, well, we're all done with you doing interviews forever. Just be a great actor, friend. I don't mind it, you know? That's the dominance of it.
Yeah.
I just want to know who the other dude was.
Maybe it was Zeus. Elmer Onesio. He's got a live show on April 18th at the Alamo Dome.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Shit.
90-minute show at the Alamo Dome. God Pre-party damn. Starts at 7 p.m., so go check out Zeus's...
when is it?
18th of April.
18th
it's like 3 weeks
April.
From now.
Oh, shit. All right. I went with Zeus to the Alamo Dome. We had a suite there for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh yeah,
it rocks.
Yeah,
is he the headliner?
Yes.
God damn, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's a big fucking place, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge inside. I mean, I think the way they cut it off, it holds like 60,000 people.
It will, yeah. But we went to that boxing match there, and they kind of cut it in half, and there was only about 15,000 right. people there. I think.
Well,
which is still that's pretty big.
Yeah, it wasn't
right?
bad. Yeah, yeah.
But well, yeah, it's a good spot. What's the name? What's that hotel we always stay at right there?
Ah, shit.
It's like on the same property. Anybody. Yeah, I shouldn't. Anybody. There's a hotel that's like right on the same
property.
Because
you and I go and you can walk over there. Mm. And that's, man, every time I hit you up when I've got to go there with something for my kid, I'm like, hey, give me that hotel again.
I have to look into my hotels.com account to find it because I can never remember what it is.
I can't either. It's got a weird name.
Or I have to blow up a map and look at it. But yeah, you can figure it out yourself, you fucking losers.
And you get a 2-bedroom suite there for like $100.
Yeah, it was
bro.
Nothing.
It's great. Shit, I love that place.
We got wrecked in one of those with the boys, the Canadians, one time. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
I remember parts. I browned out that night.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Yeah. That was the boxing match, wasn't it?
It was the boxing match. And they brought out hard bottles of liquor in that Tesla.
Oh, yeah. We were just drinking. Actually, people were getting out of the car and passing a big bottle of vodka.
Pink Whitney. Yep.
Pink Whitney vodka to people as we were driving
Barstool.
To the next location. Yeah, it was a shit show that night.
Well, with that much traffic, all you can do is get out and kind of swap bottles with people, and that's it. But, yeah, that's what went down that night. Now it's time for the Drinking Bro of the Week. Here you can submit at drinkingbros.com. Pull it up, Bob. Pull up drinkingbros.com. We got the bro box on there this month. It's available. How long do people have?
To get this current one?
Yes.
I don't know. Days, maybe.
Okay.
I don't remember when the cutoff is, but it's the IRS's gay shirt that you saw on... The range.
Yeah, that thing rocks.
Thing that we did, and then that double wall container right there.
Oh, boom.
That has the black cap on top that you can put a 12-ouncer in and screw it on and hold it in place, or you can use the regular lid.
Big fan. Big fan. So while you're over there, you can peruse the entire website. We got all the merch We're all stocked up over there, but also this is where you submit for Drinking Bro of the Week. Just click the link, and then it'll get emailed to us live on air here, and then we'll read them aloud. Let's see. This one was submitted by Daniel Ash from Michigan. 4 years, he's been a listener of Drinking Bros podcast, and he's nominating Scooter Bright, who is living, by the way. Thank God. That's nice that he's living. Scooter and I were neighbors before COVID and during COVID. We became friends and liked to sample tequila and whiskey together at bonfires. I was going through mental issues, and he has helped me a lot. Nobody scoots like Scooter Scoots. I don't know Scooter Bright, but I imagine he does. Cheers to you. I'll read one more here. This one just came in live right now. Drinking Bros submission from Matt Howell from Ohio. Been listening for 3 years. Wants to nominate Ginger Howell, who is living, which is nice. So Ginger's still alive. Want to nominate my wife of 20 years, Ginger, for putting up with my shit for that long. She was truly my day one homie. Go Bucks. All right, it's an Ohio State fan. Go Bucks, too. Let's do it. Spring game's coming up. Shit, next weekend? Live on Fox. God damn, we're already here at college football spring games. And then Michigan, University of Michigan signed on, so they're going to be live on Fox the week after. That's where we're at now. Football is that big where we're starting to televise spring games live on air on the big networks. Wow, dude. Crazy. Crazy. We'll have an announcement here about a couple of these colleges in the near future. Got to place the can order, actually, this afternoon. So we're looking forward to that. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.